Hello, friends. Welcome to the Seed Pod for Kids. Thank you for joining me today as we spend time with our friend Jesus. Spending time with Jesus is the best way to start your day. Let's begin our time together praising Him. How much did God love us? So much that He gave us His Son. John 3:16 says, "For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life." That is how much He loves you. He gave His Son to die in our place so that all we have to do is believe on Him and we can live forever with Him in heaven. I want to believe today, don't you? Hi, boys and girls. We are going to continue with our story about the disciples and how Jesus was starting up His brand new church. Let's bow our heads and let's pray together. Lord, thank You for this time we have to spend together and to spend with You. Come into our hearts and help us to be more and more like You. We love You. Amen. The disciples were praying for God to help them. They wanted help to be bold, because they were teaching the people about Jesus. And was everybody just, did they just all love them? Or were some of the priests kind of irritated and ticked at them? And was it somewhat dangerous? You're right. It was somewhat dangerous. What happened that let them know that God had heard their prayers? Let's look up Acts chapter 4, verse 31. Matthew, Mark, Luke, John, Acts. It's the fifth book in the New Testament. Acts chapter 4. And then we're going to read verse 31. So the chapters are those big numbers. Let's look for chapter 4. And then you're going to look down for verse 31. Acts chapter 4, verse 31. Those are the little numbers. Let's see what that says.
"And when they had prayed, the place where they were assembled together was shaken, and they were all filled with the Holy Spirit, and they spoke the word of God with boldness."
So how did they know that God had heard their prayer? What happened? The Holy Spirit came and filled them. Now this happened a second time. Remember the first time? Right after Jesus had gone back to heaven, they stayed in the upper room and they were praying and they made sure that they were not fighting together, but they all wanted Jesus' special gift. And so this is a second time. Jesus had poured out the gift on them, the Holy Spirit, and they had been bold and they had preached for Him. And now they were given this gift again. What word in the text tells us how many of those people were filled with the Holy Spirit? This question kind of reminds me of algebra. Have you ever had those questions where they say, if father and mother and the two children went to a zoo and it cost $10 for each parent and $2 for each child, how much was it in all? That's kind of what this verse reminds me of, right? Well, in our text in Acts chapter 4, verse 31, it tells us how many were filled with the Holy Spirit. How many? What does it say? All. You're right. All. The Holy Spirit gave them great boldness, and every single one of them were filled. That day when the Holy Spirit again filled the hearts of the disciples, he also filled the hearts of the thousands of people who had chosen to follow Jesus. Now they were empowered. Now they had the Holy Spirit to give them boldness. Can you count three things that happened because those people had Jesus in their hearts through the Holy Spirit? Let's look at verse 32. And as we read through verse 32, I want you to look for three different things that it talks about in that verse that happened because they had Jesus in their hearts, because the Holy Spirit was given to them. All right, so let's read Acts chapter 4, verse 32, and then we're going to talk about the three things that they were given because these people had Jesus in their hearts. All right, let's read verse 32.
Now the multitude of those who believed were of one heart and one soul. Neither did anyone say that any of the things he possessed was his own, but they had all things in common.
So what's the first thing that this verse says that the people had? They were of one heart and one soul. One heart and one soul? What does that mean? It means that they agreed with each other as if they were just one person, with one mind. They didn't fight. They were not jealous. They worked together, and it was almost like they cared for each other just like they would care for themselves. So if someone started to get hungry, they're like, I'm getting a little hungry. Can I make something for all of you? Would you like that? And they would say, yes, please. And then they would all eat. So they were all of one heart, one soul. One person would be like, oh, I want to go out and tell people about Jesus today. And the other people would say, yes, us too. There weren't some people that were saying, no, I'd rather go to work today. And there weren't some people that would say, well, actually, let's go to the lake. They all wanted to do the same thing. They were filled with Jesus' Spirit and given one heart and one mind. The second thing is, all the believers knew that everything they had was a gift from God. Sometimes people think that, well, I worked for this. I bought it with my money. I wanted it. It's mine. But is that the way that God sees things? No. Everything in this earth is God's. It's all His. We are given it, and we work for money, and we buy things, but we're given it not to keep for ourselves, but to use for others. Have you heard somebody, usually a child, say, hey, that's mine. Give it to me. And then snatch something from each other? Yeah, I have been in circumstances and situations where children do not always want to share. So are they being of one mind, or are they wanting to do their own thing and being selfish? Yeah, they're doing their own thing. They're being selfish. Did Jesus do that when he was a little child? No, he didn't. He shared what he had with others. And when we have the Holy Spirit inside of us, it's going to give us that same gift. To think of everything that we have as a gift from God. Something that God has given to us. It's not that it belongs to us, it belongs to God, and we're taking care of it. Now here's the last thing in verse 32. It says, having everything in common. In common, what does that mean? It means that they all shared whatever they had with others who needed it. So you didn't really have to worry about going hungry because there were others that could help you. Or you didn't have to worry about not having a place to live because there were others that could share their house with you. All of the people worked together. Everything was each other's. They would share together. They would stay together. They would give food, and they would help each other. Some people might have had lots and lots of food, while other people had nothing. But those people had a house to live in, so they might share their house, and somebody might share their food with them. It was a time when everyone was sharing together. They helped each other. If someone was in need, they would jump up and help them. And if that person who was helped saw someone else that was in need with something that they could do to help, that's what they would do. That's kind of a neat way to live, isn't it? It's sort of different. Today, we tend to kind of think of ourselves and think of our families, and we're just in our own little bubble. But the way that it was when the Holy Spirit was poured out on these disciples was everybody shared everything, and they were all united together because they were all one family of believers. When Jesus is in our heart, when His Holy Spirit is within us, are we going to share? Are we going to think of others? We are. That's how we can know that Jesus is in our hearts. When we share things with others happily and cheerfully, when we help each other, when we have one soul, when we all want to be connected to Jesus and to help spread His gospel. Do you want to ask Jesus into your heart to help you to share, to be kind, to be thoughtful of others? I know I do. So let's bow our heads right now and let's pray. Dear Lord, we want to pray that You will be in our hearts and in our minds, that You will help us to think of You, to think of heaven, and to be connected to You. Help us to talk to You, to read from Your word, to learn more about You. Give us Your Spirit so that we can be kind to others, and it'll be easy. Thank You, Lord. Amen. It's time for our memory verse, Acts chapter 4, verse 31. We want to sing this together.
Acts 4:31.
When they had prayed, they were all filled with the Holy Spirit, and they spoke the word of God with boldness. When they had prayed,
they were all filled with the Holy Spirit,
and they spoke the word of God with boldness.
The Bible story material used in today's devotional podcast has been used with permission from My Bible First. If you would like your own copy, please visit My Bible First at www.mybiblefirst.org or call 877-242-5317. For more information about this program and others like it, check out the description below.